Hey guys, I'm Jacob Moran. My most recent role was Billy from The Black Phone, and you're watching Young Entertainment Magazine. The role that I've enjoyed the most has been Billy from The Black Phone, and this is because all of the things that just went into making such a big film fascinated me so much, like from things like the sets. We had inside sets, we had outdoor sets, from the basement to all the things that went into the film, and all the people that were involved. Just getting to meet so many cool people in that film was something that was special to me because I got to make so many connections and relationships, and that was for sure one of the coolest roles I've ever done. Now, the most difficult role I think I played was Tristan from New Shoes, and this is because it was based on a true story. And having to portray the character of someone in real life and carrying the responsibility of telling that story was for sure a challenge for me. When I first started acting, I for sure did not see myself in a horror film like The Black Phone. Because I started with music and performing on stage, being in a horror film was not something I had in mind. Did I enjoy scary movies when I was growing up? The answer to that is no, because I was actually not really allowed to watch scary movies. So as I got older, I did, and now I love watching scary movies. Auditioning for the role of Billy was actually very interesting. I ended up auditioning for multiple roles, and because it was during COVID, all of our callbacks were on Zoom, so we had to do tons of Zooms and tons of self-tape auditions, so it was pretty fun. It's hard to say what attracted me to the role Tristan, because honestly, when I audition for the role and I book it, I still have to kind of figure out the character and figure out how I'm going to portray it on screen. So something that was really cool and that attracted me to this character was getting to meet the real life Tristan and getting to portray him as a kid. And because there were so many differences in the film, there were also some similarities like music and living up in the Northeast. So some of those things that I can connect to really attracted me to the roles. If I had to say what was more thrilling, performing on a live stage or being a part of a feature film, I would say probably being in a feature film. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing quite like performing in front of thousands of people and getting that adrenaline rush when you first walk on stage. But for me, just seeing how a feature film comes together, getting to work, you know, scene by scene, and seeing the end result is something special to me. And also, another thing that I love is getting to, you know, go turn on your TV and hit play whenever you want on, you know, something you've done. So just getting to see it all come together and working on a feature film is more thrilling for me. Getting to perform on Broadway show The School of Rock on tour was the coolest experience as a young performer. Getting to travel across the US and Canada for 10 months and going to over 33 cities was so amazing. And from the amount of things that I learned, such as like, you know, culture, work ethic, just things like that, it was super amazing. And looking back on it, I may have not appreciated it while I was in the moment there, but looking back and seeing like, wow, I performed in some of the biggest theaters in the country, just the amount of things that I took from that experience as a young actor and now is just amazing. So I had such a great time. Because I've been playing drums and guitar and, you know, instruments since I could remember 10 months old, it's been a part of me, and music has just been so special for me because it's been something that I've carried on with me since that time. And since School of Rock, when I started to get into TV and film, music has just been sort of my hobby. Like, I still love music, of course, but my passion and my focus has become TV and film. But, of course, music will never leave me, and it'll always be my passion and something that I love. One thing that a fellow castmate told me on School of Rock that I would always take with me from job to job and audition was plant the seeds. And this is said by Lexi Dorset Sharp, and what she means by that is any audition you go into, any show you do, connecting with the producer and connecting with the casting director, whether you don't get the role or you do, you're still getting in front of the people. And say you don't land a role, that's totally fine because they can for sure come back and be like, hey, we want you for this, or hey, we want you to audition for this. So planting the seeds and getting to know so many people is a great way to be in this business and to succeed in it because making connections is key. What is the hardest part of adapting to a new role, and what are some things I do to stay in character? Well, I'd say hardest part would be creating the details for a character and developing the character, because sometimes you don't get a very detailed character description on what that person's like, so you kind of have to make it your own. And some of the things that I do to make it my own are things like, you know, picture their family, picture their friends, what does their bedroom look like, how do they walk down the hall, little things like that, little detail to help you know picture what your character would be and how you can portray it on screen. My favorite memory as performing as a drummer on School of Rock was for sure the night where I was supposed to go on as James, but about 5 minutes before the show started, I had to go on as Freddy, and the adrenaline rush through my body was crazy. And calling my mom and telling her that I was going on as Freddy 5 minutes before the show started was the coolest phone call ever, because, you know, I had no clue, and having to switch my character in my mind like that was a little challenging, but it was super fun, because when I was on stage that night, just, you know, playing the drums and kind of forgetting about my character almost, just was super fun, and I just had a blast playing Freddy. If I could play only one song on stage for the rest of my life, I think it'd be Hotel California by the Eagles. I'm a total classic rock guy, and I love the solo in the song, and I love the drums, so I would for sure choose this song. My favorite show on Broadway right now would be Beetlejuice, and if I had to choose a character to play in this show, it would be Beetlejuice, and I actually saw this show 3 times on Broadway, and I loved it every single time. I choose Beetlejuice because his character is just so crazy, and it's one of the characters that I've seen on Broadway where you get to totally, you know, be a totally different human being. So I think that would be such a fun role to play, and I enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for joining me today, and don't forget to subscribe to Young Entertainment Magazine.